Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Here we are on time and punctual as always. Tonight's show, we're doing readings, got some interesting topics for you. If you'd like to call in to the show on Skype number 347-215-8421, that's 347-215-8421. If there's anything you'd like to share with us, interesting stories or a follow-up on a previous reading, then please give us a call. You can also check out our website. And there's actually a link on the Blog Talk Radio page there. But please sit back, grab a drink, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
Story to remain.
Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's Nunu, and Bill is here somewhere.
I'm here.
Hi.
Hello. Sorry, I was just listening to sound like that dog that barks downstairs. Well, it sounds like another dog, and it sounds like it's 10 times bigger than that that's barking as well, so.
They just have a regular old thing going on down there.
The
dog.
It's not annoying at all, you know.
It's not?
It doesn't make me want to.
It's not.
Yeah.
Well, happy Tuesday, everybody. And thanks for joining us again. And, you know, it's like I'm excited because, you know, the stuff is working right. The studio stuff is working right today. There was, like, not any commotion and high-tense pressure type stuff going on before we, you know, for us to get on the air. I did talk to, you know, one of the people that runs the thing the other day, though, so I hope they've got a lot of the kinks worked out. But anyhow...
Yeah, the show was pretty kinky beforehand, so we've sorted that out.
Well, that's your fault, because I am totally, totally, totally straight-laced. Never kinky. What's the? Is that like some wind blowing?
Yeah.
We do have some callers, so you know, we see you guys there. We want to get the show started, get kind of warmed up first. The first call we're going to take is probably going to come from the caller at 207. So just be aware that we see you, but we want to kind of get some stuff rolling. One of the things that I read the other day, and I showed it to you, about how there's a very respected, but name is not being thrown out there, Harvard professor of genetics who has proposed finding a woman to serve as a surrogate mother for a cloned Neanderthal baby.
That's right.
You do have it up too?
Yeah. Sorry, go on. Continue.
Well, I was just basically going to say that Dr. George Church, they're not saying if he's the one that's wanting to do it or not, but he's the one that's speaking. You think it is him?
Involves breeding with Piers Morgan or something.
Is he the Neanderthal?
I'm not saying no.
Well, he told Der Spiegel magazine that using stem cells to create a Neanderthal could have significant benefits to society. The first thing you have to do is sequence the Neanderthal genome, and that has actually been done. So, anyway, one of my friends who was commenting back to me about that was kind of going through the whole chitter chatter of, you know, like, you know, who would the baby actually belong to? Because you know that this would not be a free individual, you know. And there's also other stuff. There's I don't even know if I should really even be talking about this other stuff here. But maybe I shouldn't talk about it. Never mind. What were you going to say?
They were doing something years ago. It was a long time ago, where they found a mammoth. And what they were trying to do was trying to introduce it into, you know, elephants. So over a period of years, it would get more and more mammothy. As it is there throughout the generations.
Uh-huh.
But I never really heard anything back from that. But like I said, it was years ago. I mean, it could have been about 10 years ago or something.
Yeah, I think it may have been longer ago than that.
Well, I might have been a kid, so a young child.
That could have been hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Just kidding.
So in the news, let me just bring up my information here. Okay, this PC is going extra slow.
That means it's extra awesome.
It's loading all the awesomeness. Hold on a second. One moment.
So if anybody wants to talk about that Neanderthal baby stuff,
or
that,
volunteer.
That would, or if anybody wants to volunteer, you know.
Here we are. Oh, you idiot. Okay, well, I was just noticing the news. Glasgow is to become UK's first smart city, which will include facial recognition enabled surveillance cameras.
What?
Yeah. Glasgow, Scotland is slated to become the first smart city in the United Kingdom after receiving a £24 million grant from the UK's Technology Strategy Board, which will result in wonderful benefits like facial recognition for the city's network of surveillance cameras. Some of the initiatives sound a bit like the other smart city programs, like the plans for the pilot program in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Especially in the quite troubling surveillance aspects. I don't know about that. I mean, it's just Big Brother, isn't it? I'd like to say it's one more step towards the Orwellian state, George Orwell's 1984, but I haven't read all the books, so I couldn't really say that. I'll just imply it in a casual manner. It's just, it's kind of invasive, really. But then again, I mean, I don't like the sound of it, but if something came up where I was involved in some illegal activity as a victim, not as the, you know, like I got beaten up or something, these cameras probably go to find the people who did it a lot quicker.
I mean, that's of course that's the angle that we want to take, right? We want to believe that it's to keep us safe. We want to believe that it's, you know, like, for instance, like if, you know, somebody takes a child and, you know, I mean, you know, there's all kinds of reasons. There's all kinds of reasons for things like this to be beneficial, but still what it boils down to is there's always going to be, you know, someone that, you know, abuses this.
Yeah. Well, where was it? There was somewhere in America where they had these red lights that stopped him in the street. They shine down on you. His voice comes over the speaker saying, "Freeze."
I've never heard of that.
The pocket door. I mean, somewhere in it, I'm sure.
No, I've never heard of it.
Did the police can talk to you? Or I don't know whether it's actually police or it's just CCTV operators, which if you're apparently caught in this red light, in the red beam, you got to obey.
I'm worried about, you know, I was going to say something so silly. I'm concerned about, you know, getting in the pool and having a ring of the ring around you that goes around like they have some sort of chemical that they put in the pool water. If you pee, they can tell if you've peed.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about that. I'm just saying that's just, you know, I
had a similar thing for a few poops in there and the water turned brown.
I think that's just natural.
Oh, right, okay.
No, I've never heard of what you're talking about. But, you know, what do you think about the Queen stepping down?
What now?
The Queen is going to step down.
Where have I been?
They just announced it today. You have.
All right. Well,
working.
I've been working all day.
Yeah.
Working hard. What do I think about it?
Yeah.
Stepping down. And who's going to?
Charles.
Where? All right. Well, I don't really care.
There you go.
I mean, well, so be it, you know, whatever. I mean, of course, I have an interest in what happens in my country, but with something like that, I mean, it's what, I mean, so.
I was asking my mother today, what do they do? You know, what does a royal family do? And my father said they submit budgets for how much money they're going to need for the next year.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's trying to be funny or if he was actually being serious.
Well, I know he's in Harry. I know he's in Afghanistan. Is he?
I don't know where he is.
I know he was recently talking about people he'd have to kill people.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know, man. But, yeah, so I think about that.
Well,
I was going to say anything interesting happened this week. Anything interesting? Any interesting moments? Anything?
I'm with you every single second of the day, except for when you're at work. So I don't know if there's anything that's poking out at me. The only thing that really, really sat out was the caveman stuff. I mean, the Neanderthal.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there was. I mean, yeah, it's not really amazing, but I thought it was interesting. It's like, see what when it happened, but months ago. Well, it's about 6 weeks ago. My dad asked me to book 12th of February off because he wants to go for like a curry day and a curry in a pint somewhere. And I was like, all right, okay then. So anyway, so I booked in. I went to the calendar. And I booked down the 12th, and on the calendar, I wrote my name in the 13th on the Wednesday. And I was like, ah. So I could cross it off and move it again. And it was like that for about 6 weeks. And my dad texted me today saying, oh, by the way, I got the day wrong. It's the 13th.
And you already had it right.
I'd already had it at the 13th.
Yeah.
But also, there's a carousel at work. You have to type in the number for what shelf you want, and it rotates.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
It was 213.
What?
Nothing.
No, it wasn't. No, it doesn't go that far. Thank God it doesn't go that far. So I can count. It's got 55 shelves. I can count them. No, but I wanted to go to the shelf. The shelf number was already in it. And normally it would say, like, if it was on shelf 11, it would show number 11. But it was on, like, shelf 11, and it was showing 46, which I wanted to go to. And I was like, why is that? It was unusual. I don't know, it's some sad thing, the parchment, you know, it's just, I have all these weird things out on the bed every day with
numbers
and stuff, and people are just like, what?
Well, that's how I first started seeing numbers. I was working at a video store, and I would, ring up somebody's total, and their total would be the same as whatever number, or whatever number movie I had to pull off the shelf. Or, you know, or the movie I pulled off the shelf would be the same exact, the number would be the name of, would be the exact change they got. Sorry for flubbing my words. But basically, that's how I started seeing numbers. And I would tell this woman, I keep seeing these crazy numbers. And so when it boiled down to it, a couple of years later, she came to me and she was like, all those numbers you gave me, you know, I built a house with all those numbers you gave me because she was playing the illegal lottery. Because that was at a time when, you know, there was no lottery.
Was that gambling? Playing craps under the subway?
She was shooting dice in the alley. No, it was like, I don't really know how it worked, but I just knew that, some guy would come around and collect money and take your numbers, and they would do like an illegal drawing or a drawing, but it wasn't legal.
I guess it was illegal because you actually had a chance of winning.
Well, it was before there was a lottery in the town that I was in. So, you know.
The popular number that comes up is 111111.
Right.
I worked the other day, I picked up an estimate. Somebody said, you could do this at 11:11. And then a few minutes later, somebody came through. So I need to order a ribbon-up gun. Up. So we've got the catalogue out, and it's like, index, right, okay, what page do we need? Right, 111. Right, okay, great. Just comes up all the time. It's crazy. That's all.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to take a caller. What did you say?
I said Linkin Park.
Mm-mm. No.
Yes.
Mm-mm. I don't think so. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. If you want to call in, give us a call at 347-215-8421, and we will be right back.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Everybody that, you know, our website is up. There's a link for it in the room. If by chance you're listening to this episode while it's archived, we do have the link on the page that flashes the photographs by, and, you know, also on our show page. Is there anything you wanted to add, Bill?
Yeah, if you want to drop me an email, please email Bill Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, at live.com. If there's anything you want to chat about, anything you want to mention about the show, or if you actually need any physical healing, I can see what I can do for you.
Let's take this caller at 207. 207, this is Broken Earth. What would you like to share with us today?
Hi. I wanted to tell you, I recently had an astrology reading that said if I wanted to sell my house, this would be the perfect time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I hadn't thought of selling my house at all. And then all of a sudden, this feeling came over me that thought, think of the freedom you would have if you just sold your house and didn't have to do house repairs. And ever since, I've been really excited about it.
Yeah.
I haven't put my house on the market yet, but I'm planning to do so in the springtime.
Oh, good. You know, we're about to go through a Mercury retrograde, and it starts on the it's in February. It starts in February, but it's over. Shadow and everything is over around April the 6th. So sometime after that point would probably be a really, really good time for you to do it.
Oh, because that's when I was thinking I would do it. Yeah, it's in April.
So that would be good for you to. That'd be good for you. And
after
the
6th, okay.
Mm-hmm, after the 6th, that'd be. If you're going to be following things astrologically and don't want to get caught up in any weirdness, you know what I mean? Just let the retrograde come and go, and then get on it.
Well, I have Jupiter's going direct tomorrow, I guess it is, and it's transiting my 8th house, which is one of the reasons why they said, this is the best time for you to sell your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of positive things going on for people financially because of what Jupiter's doing, and also what Saturn what's gone on with Saturn too. But yeah, I'm telling you, it's going to be a very good financial time for a lot of people. So, I wish you the best. I think that's a great idea. And I'm going to tell you, I know that people are always telling us to buy and all that, but between the taxes and repairs and all that stuff, just, owning a home I just don't always know if it really is a great thing. You know what I mean?
Well, I did so many repairs and repainted the house last year, and I was so depressed. I thought, I wanted to go to Europe this year, and I can't, I've just blown all my money on all house repairs.
Right, you're having
exactly
a hard time
it.
Living. Yeah, because you're taking care of your box, and you're having a hard time living. Yeah, so, but different things for different people. But, if travel and all that kind of stuff is something that's really important for you,
yeah.
And not because
yeah,
it is for me.
Now.
It really is for
it
me.
Is now. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to be able to do, what I want to do or to be able to have some freedom. So, yeah, I'm right there with you.
I've owned a house for my entire life. So I'm like, all of a sudden I'm saying, why do you keep doing this?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm repeating the pattern. Buy the house, fix it up, pay the taxes, and put most of your money into, everything else that's related to the house. And all of a sudden, this just seems so freeing for me to do this, and I don't even know where I'm going to go, and that's even more freeing. I mean, I don't have a plan.
Yeah, well, if you wanted to have some sort of a home base that's still in your area, you know what I mean? Like if you didn't want to necessarily leave that area for good, yeah. That'd be good for you. But I'm going to tell you, I can see you staying in, I don't know, I just feel like you're staying in the area. And I can see you traveling a lot. I actually see you becoming a little addicted to a location, and not like a beach or anything like that, you know what I mean? But just kind of like loving a city or loving a place, but, you know, and wanting to go back there over and over and over again, and even taking people with you.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. I want to find that place that I want to go back to over and over.
I want you to think about, and you may have already thought about it, but think about Australia. I've never been there, and I'm going to tell you, I don't really have a draw to it myself, but for some reason, I just see you, it just seems like wherever it is, it's very far. Like, even if it's New Zealand or something like that, I could see you taking that long trip and then your friends going, "Aren't you serious?" And you're like, "Yeah." And then someone saying, "Let's do that next year." And so you do. And it just becomes kind of like your thing where you keep going and you keep going, you know?
Well, last spring I actually went to Scotland and Ireland for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And circumnavigated the coast of Scotland and Ireland, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is so much fun.
Yeah, it's really beautiful, really beautiful there, very beautiful there. Is there anything else you wanted to ask in particular?
Well, I just wondered if you thought that the house would sell quickly.
Oh, actually, I do. Actually, if you have that up. Around April time, May, June, July. I see you out of there by August.
Okay.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah, that worked for me.
It is pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and I just, it just, it honestly, it all, it, it, it kind of feels a little too good to be true. But it's, I mean, it just seems like you just actually, it's just the right time. It's just a very good time, and you have a very good piece of property.
Yeah, I just that's why I wanted to kind of get your opinion on it, because I feel that it's really it's going to go very quickly.
Yeah, it is. It is, and you're going to get a good price, and it's just going to and then you'll be able to tuck some things away and do some things that you really want to do, and not be stuck to the house. You know,
well,
traveling
I'm looking
while
forward
you can.
To it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling, and thanks for waiting.
Thank you.
And let us know, please, let us know when, when everything comes to pass, and if you have any questions, like, along the way about anyone who comes to see the place, let us know, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you
so much.
All right,
thank you so much. Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. That's nice. Can you imagine? You know, I was, what?
What?
I was thinking that, I never play the lottery. I never play games of chance. But honestly,
to win it.
I know. But I was thinking that, if I won the lottery, I'd build a house, but the house would be a business. Like, an upstairs, downstairs type thing. And it would be just... and I would have all these people just... I don't know. But what do you think about that?
I wouldn't want to have my business in the same place as where I live.
But I mean, the house is the business, is what I'm saying.
You're not saying you live there?
Well, no, it's like, living there is totally what's happening. But, I mean, where there's people working, because it's an upstairs, downstairs type thing with the people that work there, like having like real maids and real butlers and footmen and stuff like that. That's the business, like having people actually, working and getting paid and taking care of their families. But the thing is, I haven't thought about what sort of big business I'd like to be in to keep everything flowing. This is my fantasy. I want to have maids and butlers and stuff.
I guess you'd have to have a pretty big house without. It wouldn't really work in an apartment. I guess. You'd have to have like a mansion.
I said build a house.
Oh, of course, when you say that, you know, that's...
Literally build a house, like build a giant...
You didn't say giant, you said build a house.
I meant like build a mansion, build like,
right. Like
you know.
When you say house, it could be any size. It could be a big house or a little house.
I'd like to build a house the size of a napkin. No, you know what I mean, like Downton Abbey or, you know, well, you never watched Downton Abbey, but you know what I mean, just a big gigantic house. Where people come over to eat and we have to change clothes 3 and 4 times a day.
Because it's that warm. Sweat. You know, I think it's Britain's or Europe's smallest house when I was away last year. I stood outside. Mum said to me, do you want to go in? And I thought, I better not. I mean, I could only have to stand up in there. But there was an upstairs and a downstairs, and it was just a tiny, tiny house that you could actually go in. I think somebody actually lived in there. It was just a stupidly small little red house to them. You had to pay to go in. So I'll have to pay to go in and...
barely fit in.
Yeah, and go, this is small, and then come back out.
Well, you know.
But you're not talking that small. Cramming all the butlers and the maids and...
I know.
Something I wanted to mention.
Lillian said that she would open a metaphysical store if she won the lottery. Honestly, Lillian, and hello, Lillian, you and I would probably sit back and talk about that. That'd be fun. But I know I really want to have. I know what sort of business I'm really, really going to have. But if I just was a person of leisure. You know, I still would want to take care of people in some way. But go on. I'm sorry, Bill. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go on.
Oh, it's all right. I was going to say, I saw a psychic store last year, but it was empty, and it said closed due to unforeseen circumstances.
You did not see that.
No, I didn't. I'm just kidding. I wanted to mention the Life Straw. I don't know if anybody's heard about this. I think it's been around since about 2005. It's about 6 inches long, and it's like a filter, and you can basically drink from any kind of water source, really, and it filters it for you. It removes 99.99999% of waterborne bacteria and 99.9% of parasites.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's kind of a lot of people I'd like to say a lot of people in the third world countries have got them now. Because of the, you know, the state of the water and the parasites you get there, and they just drink straight over. But I was watching the Gadget Show the other week. I'm not sure whether I told you about this, but the Gadget Show, they test out gadgets and all this, and they had the Life Straw there, and they were in some foreign country. Where was it? I don't know. Anyway, and he went to an outdoor, like, public toilet thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he drank out of the toilet bowl with this Life Straw.
I'm telling you, it sounds amazing, but I just don't think I could do it. I just don't think
I could.
Drinking
out of a toilet doesn't sound amazing. It might to you, but it certainly doesn't sound amazing to me.
You know what I'm talking about.
The straw does, and I'm glad that, you know, people who need it are starting to get it now. But you can have a look at it. It's called Life Straw, and I think it's, you can get it from, you know, about 10 to 20 pounds, maybe, or about $15, maybe. But it doesn't seem to do them every year. But it's something handy to have because it can it filters a maximum of 1,000 liters of water. 1,000 liters, so it'll keep you going for some time. But I think there are alternative versions out there as well, so might be handy, especially if you're camping,
mm-hmm,
or a hiker, you know, and you got that.
Or if you're
away.
Just in the bathroom and you're thirsty and you decide that you just want to drink right out of the toilet.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'd be going for the sink, for the tap water, but, you know, if that's what you want to do, it's fine.
You always have to one-up me, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. I'll just sit over here in the corner for a bit. You carry on.
Yeah. Let's take this call at 786. 786. Hold on just a sec. 786. It's Broken Earth. Share with us today.
Hello. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. What did you like to share today?
Basically, I was calling to see if I could find out in reference to work. I'm looking for work.
Oh, you're looking for work. Okay, what's your name?
Yolanda.
Yolanda. Hold on just a moment. Let's do something a little bit different. Yolanda is looking for a job. Need to see when she's going to find one. Trying to get her steered in the right direction. All right, let's see what's going on with you. So you have been looking, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Are you hearing that you've had too much experience, or people are threatened by your experience? Or, I mean, I guess they wouldn't tell you that, would they? But is that what you're sensing?
I don't know. I've never had such a hard time finding a job until now. I've been practically going now on a year that I've been unemployed.
Right.
And I don't know why I can't find a job.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I think what we're seeing here is I think you're being given some advice because you're being told to go to a magician. And the magician basically is not a real magician.
Right.
But a magician would be somebody who organizes things, somebody who moves this here, moves this there, basically someone who would be like, you know, someone who could actually help you find work or like a job recruiter,
right.
You know, that sort of thing. Have you been working with someone like that yet already?
I have.
Okay.
One that as of last year I've been working with, but they've only called me like 2 times.
Okay.
As far as opportunities, so that's even like turned into a bust. I don't know if you know how sometimes, well, excuse me, every time that something happens,
right.
It's for a reason. And
right.
I don't know if the reason that I'm not finding a job is because maybe right now I need to be where I'm at. You know, it's like it's not working. It's not moving forward. And I've gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, well, I'm just kind of going to go with the flow because
right.
I'm thinking that, you know, this is obviously where I'm supposed to be. I could be wrong, but I figured if I wasn't wrong, I would have found a job already.
Right. Well, no, I'm going to tell you. It's a little frustrating. One of the things that I do talk to people about, and I've got to kind of keep this very simple, but I do talk to people a lot about their life cycles. And right now the life cycle you're actually in is called the Queen of Cups. And in a situation like this, this would represent somebody who is very favored. But right now your queen is upside down. So it's kind of like there's something going on with you that it might be even for some reason it seems like you're not being very favored. And the other issue that I have here is that it's like my multiplicity is upside down. Like it's, and I hate to fall back on the economy, but it's like where you are, it just kind of seems like there's not much there. But the thing is, one of the things that I'm being told is that you carry a lot of weight on you that has been threatening to other people. That's what I was saying. Do you feel like you may be overqualified for what you've been applying for? Like you've been just trying to get anything. You know what I mean? So I'm going to just tell you this because I don't want you to be stuck in the problem. I want to actually help you get to an answer. Now, since your answer actually is to work with this magician, you may want to change. You may just want to change magicians. You may just want to change.
Okay.
You may want to change people. But also, what you're being told is if you make the switch, if you do your switch faster, it
mm-hmm.
actually says that you're that one of these people is actually going to find you a job as and the job is actually being called a hermit. And that is somebody who deals with, you could be doing auditing, you could be dealing with, because you're not, it looks like you're probably, I mean, you're probably working from a home-based place, like a home-based position, like an office, but the work, you would be going to, you'd be going around from place to place working with people or dealing with what people are doing. That's why I'm saying auditing, inspection, you know, that sort of thing. Or it could even be that they have you going from place to place working for an agency or a company, but you're just working at different locations. You see what I mean? But
yeah,
there's something about you that looks like you're going to be dealing with something that has you not in one spot all the time. And I'm seeing this happen by the natural course of things. It kind of looks like this is something that would probably have happened around March. But with this information, you may be able to have this happen sooner.
Okay.
Okay? And that's just
yeah.
basically, you know, the month of February.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
so just change.
I'm going to see if I find another agency,
Yes, yeah, just, and that, you know what? Sometimes, they're, you know, they could be so impressed with you, they actually could have, they could hire you. You know what I mean?
Right.
But seriously, it looks like, you would have found something sometime in March anyway, but we could probably get you there faster, okay?
Yeah, because I definitely, I mean, I don't mind being home, but it's at the same time, it's like I miss, you know, working and using my analytical side of my brain and stuff like that, so I'm kind of ready to get back into the swing of things.
Right. Okay, all right.
So,
well,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And Bill, is there anything you wanted to add?
No. I'm just here.
Okay. Well, good luck. Good luck, okay?
Thank you.
And thank you for listening, and thanks for calling in. Okay.
All
right. Bye-bye. Let's take a break. I need to drink some water and stop talking.
Drink some of that water.
I'm going to drink it directly out of the toilet.
Okay, you might want a life straw with that.
I don't want to use a life straw. I'm gonna use the ladle from the litter box.
Litter boxes have ladles?
You know the thing, the pooper scooper. Goodbye. We'll be right back, everybody. This is Broken Earth, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Can everybody hear me?
Yep.
So what else has been on your mind?
Well, I was looking at some interesting things today, like some mystery things, world mysteries. There's a couple of ones. It's only short things, you know, but there was an unexplained stone doll. Which was found in July 1889 in Nampa. And it was a small human figure that was found during a well drilling operation. And it looks like it's been made by human hands, this little figure. But it was found at a depth of 320 feet, which would place its age far before the arrival of man in that part of the world.
So what do you think?
Well, I thought it was interesting, isn't it?
Well, what do you think, though?
I think it's interesting.
So do you think that has to do with maybe, like, continental drift?
Maybe. But when did that happen?
The other day.
Are you talking about when they first broke up and moved? Or?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that would be even more amazing. Because, I mean, I don't know the precise age of when the continents, before the continents broke up, but I'm sure it was a long, long time ago.
It was 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, 2012. There's another one here. In the summer of 1998, Russian scientists who were investigating in an area three... What? But anyway, in the southwest of Moscow, on the remains of a meteorite, when they were looking at the meteorite remains in that area, they discovered a piece of rock which enclosed an iron screw. geologists estimate the age of the rock to be 300 to 320 million years old. At that time, there were not. Who, I don't know who's written this. It's crazy. It's like it's been translated. At that time, there were not only intelligent life forms on Earth, not even dinosaurs. What? Anyway, that was a long time ago, but the screw, which is clearly visible, and it's showing the head of the nut, has a length of about centimetre. Centimetre. Mm-hmm. It's just showing the C&M. It put how long it is. It just put centimetres. But there's a picture of it there. You can have a look for it, and it does look like a bolt, which is in the stone. How would that happen? How could it be there being 300 million years old? Is it a hoax?
How can they tell how old these things are?
Well, sometimes they can tell by the type of rock it is and how long it takes to form. Like coal takes a certain amount of millions of years old to form.
Right, yeah.
And there was one where there was a pickaxe stuck in some rock and the wooden handle started turning to coal.
Wow.
It can only happen over, I mean, even the youngest is still millions of years old.
Right.
It's a coal. But sometimes they're dated from the, what's caught in it, fossils of creatures which are around in a certain era, which might be enclosed in the rock as well, you know.
So they don't actually have, like, an expiration date on it.
No.
It said it, how many centimeters was it? 53 centimeters?
It doesn't say, it just says the length of about, and then it's just got cm. Length of about. Could be this long.
It's 2,000 centimeters long.
There's also another one here, ancient rocket ship. Ancient cave painting from Japan is dated to more than 5,000 BC. And it's a picture of like some sort of aeroplane or rocket or something, not a cave painting. But there's also cave paintings out there which depict dinosaurs and humans interacting with dinosaurs, like riding them and getting them to move stuff. Like Triceratops was one. I couldn't find the picture again, but there's one I saw a couple of years ago on a program where they showed, and they're thousands of years old. There's also a place in Cambodia where they say it's 800 years old, this temple, and it's got the images of a Stegosaurus.
Wow.
Carved into the rock. But, you know, how would that be possible? How would they depict themselves with dinosaurs or draw pictures of dinosaurs? Or they looked at the bones and thought maybe this looked like that?
Right.
Tried to draw it. Or
draw it, right.
If it were the mouth passed down 65 million years. Or was there some stragglers around, you know, up until, I don't know, 5,000 years ago or something?
Hmm.
We don't know. But for the amount of dinosaurs, when dinosaurs ruled the Earth, there must have been a lot of them, a lot of dinosaurs. And for the amount of skeletons that have been found, fossils, there shouldn't be that many.
Well, don't they turn into, they turn into chocolate.
So they turn into what?
They turn into petroleum. Don't they turn into, isn't that what fossil fuel is? Their bones and stuff? Dinosaur bones and it's like, because it's...
Fossil fuel is stuff like oil and...
I know, but that's what that stuff is. It's from the bones and the fossils and the remains of stuff that was here before. Like, we will probably turn into oil at some point.
So it's quite fitting that I'd call my kid Crew.
Yes, Crew Doyle.
Another one is the sliding stones that you find in the Death Valley. I don't know if you heard about this before, but the stones, you see a trail behind them where they've moved.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard about that? You seen this? You heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you haven't? Right. Well, yeah, in Death Valley, there's a flat plain for about 2.5 miles. And you can see where these rocks and stones, some of them weigh hundreds of pounds, have moved across the desert floor because there's a trail behind them. What could cause that? I mean, the only thing I can think of is possibly heating and cooling of the rocks maybe is causing it to expand very slightly. And over a past time, with it expanding and cooling and pulsating across the land.
Wow. It makes me kind of freak out thinking about, like...
Stones creeping up your stairs at night trying to get in your bed.
Or just thinking about how old the world really is. Sometimes it can give me some anxiety. It can make me feel like, I remember I used to kind of have anxiety watching, you know, movies about aliens or even, like, shows about Star Trek, you know? I mean, it used to just make me think so hard, and I would just be like, it just makes you just kind of get lost and lose it a little bit.
Well, I really enjoy thinking about those kind of things, and the crazier and the more it affects my mind, it makes me want to have a nervous breakdown, the better.
Well,
the point that nearly happened once, actually. I was about 18, walking across the car park at work, and for one sudden glimpse, I kind of saw for a moment the scale of how big I was compared to the Earth and then the solar system. All of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but the scale of how big I was, and then I had to stop those thoughts right there and then, because I think it's like on Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, where they have this thing where they show you the scale of the universe and how big you are compared to it, and they use it as a form of death for people in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy because their brains can't handle it. I guess if my thoughts had carried on, I'd probably have been down the same road.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the only time I think what I thought to myself. But...
It's just so... You know.
Awesome.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything to say about that? I'm looking in the room to see if anybody's saying anything about the world.
The world is flat.
Hold on. Somebody says, do you have a vision board? No. Then cupcakes look scrumptious. Yes.
And strawberries look juicy.
Jauncy. They look jauncy. Well, we got some callers. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to the person at 540. But I want to bring it down. I'm trying to bring the tone down some because we kind of started out a little high, and we're going to bring the tone down a little bit, and we'll be right back.
Right.
You're going to stretch your leg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Studio.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Everybody, this is Broken Earth. I'm Bill and Nunu, and we'll be right back.
I'm Nappy. Thank you.
If anybody in the chat room can tell me, does the music sound okay?
Sounds good. It sounds like it's underwater.
Okay, so it sounds fine to them, but it sounds like it's underwater to us. Frustrating. Thank you guys very much. Okay, let's see. We need to take a call. So let me do this. Okay, area code 540. This is Broken Earth. How can we help you today, or what would you like to share?
Hi, my name is Amy. I just had a question about, my boyfriend and I, we've been kind of looking for a house together. I just wanted to know if you see us maybe finding something this year.
Yeah, I do. Hold on just a moment. Let me see something here. It's nice to meet you, Amy. Very nice to meet you.
Thanks.
Let's see. You know, there's some stuff going on here, and I don't want to get you confused. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually seeing you find something pretty soon. The only thing is that it looks like it's something that when it's all said and done, you may not end up taking it. You know what I mean? It's like you like it, but after you go through all the stuff, it's just not quite exactly what you guys want. Then it looks like you head back out there again, and I do see you finally finding something. And the person, it's a man that you're buying it from. It looks like he's recently lost a wife or possibly even a mother. Because I'm just saying this because I'm not convinced that they were actually married, but remember he's selling this because this woman is now not here anymore, okay? And also I'm seeing that it's something that may be a little further out, but like it could be in a rural area, but it's very good. It's like it's a very good price, and it's really what you guys ultimately always wanted, okay? But and I believe that's probably going to be late summer, fall time. But I'm actually seeing you find something kind of soon. But when it's all said and done, this other thing actually looks like it's what you'll do. So let us know what ends up happening with you, Amy, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank
all
you.
All right, thank you. Thank you for listening. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Today is so relaxing, isn't it?
This evening is.
Yeah, well, today has been.
I'm saving the whole day, and, you know.
Well, I guess I mean right now. Right now is very relaxing, and everybody that's calling in, even though, I mean, everybody has some, you know, everybody has issues, but they're manageable issues. They're not. Knock on wood, you know, issues that are unmanageable. And I like that. I really do. Let's take another call and then let's sit back and talk about some of our madness. Now, remember, everybody, we've been talking about just all kinds of random topics, but one of the topics that I really wish somebody would say something about is the topic of them trying to clone a Neanderthal baby with a woman to volunteer to be the mother. I mean, you know, what do you guys think about that? Or do you even think about that at all? We're taking a caller from 832-832. This is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Melissa. I was calling in for a sample reading.
Okay. All right. Melissa, what's your question?
It's regarding career. I wanted to see if you have any insight into my career over this next year or beyond.
Okay, well, what is your real question? Are you looking for something new? Are you wanting to know if you'll be leaving where you are? Just, you know, what's your exact question?
My exact question I do want to do something else, but I don't know exactly what I want to do. And so I'm just a little
right.
bit tired. So I just kind of wanted to see, you know, if you have any insights into maybe my personality or what spirits might say that
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the reason I'm asking you that is because the question you're asking is actually a real reading. This is not something that I can actually solve within a minute.
Okay.
But I am going to tell you this. I do see you as someone who takes care of people very, very well. And no matter what you do, you're going to have to continue to do this. But even if you change the venue in which you do it, okay? And I can also tell you that if you change gears, if you want to really, really change gears, I am seeing, and this is just because of what I'm picking up about where you are and your cycles and that sort of thing, I can actually see you making a change around June, May, June time. But the thing is, like I said, I mean, this is something that's going to really be a lot bigger than just a minute. Because this is your life. This is your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you'd like, I can steer you to our website, which is in the chat room, or you can contact me at Psychic Nunu on Facebook. Okay. But I'm telling you, this is really good. This is a very good question. But like I said, this is bigger. This is bigger than the radio show. Okay.
Understood.
All right, dear. Good luck, and please, seriously, get in touch with me. Get in touch with me, Psychic Nunu or through the website. All right, dear? Good luck. Good luck.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for listening. Wow. Yeah, she's definitely going to have some, yeah. What were you looking at over there?
Myself. In the mirror. Well, I was thinking about giants.
You're thinking about giants?
Yeah. You know, the possibility of giants roaming the earth at one point.
Because. Of course they did. Everything was bigger at one time.
Yeah, a long time ago.
And then things got smaller. And then things started getting bigger again. They're getting bigger again.
Things got smaller.
You know what
I'm saying. Things got bigger. That's our motto.
You know what I'm saying.
Scientists in the house. Well, what I... The time when, you see, things are bigger then because there's more oxygen on the earth. But that's millions of years ago, and you had giant insects and stuff, you know, wood lice that were like 6 feet long and giant spiders and that because of the more oxygen. But at the time, there wouldn't necessarily have been humans around them that long ago. It could have been. I don't know. Well, this is what I'm talking about, the possibility of, you know, giants, the evidence of giants roaming the landscape. I mean, there's one place, and where is this now? I'm not sure if they revealed the location of it. Well, there's supposed to be a giant footprint in stone, and it's about... about 4 foot long, this foot, and it's in some rock, like a footprint, like you've seen dinosaur footprints, and they drop in some mold, and over time it's turned into a fossil. It's like that. You probably would have to find it if you put in a Michael Challenger or Challenger. I'd be able to see this picture there. Some people say it's just a natural erosion of the rock, but it kind of looks like a footprint to me. and it makes that individual about 24 feet tall. But there has been bones that has been found, you know, like giant jaw bones, stories of 12-foot giants walking around. There's one fossilized Irish giants that was discovered in 1895, which was over 12 feet tall. What are you laughing at?
What did you just say?
What, 1995?
Yes.
Well, it wouldn't matter anyway if it was found in 1995, would it?
I guess not. What? You know what?
Anyway, it's over 12 feet tall. And it was found during a mining operation in Ireland. And there's a picture here. You can probably find these. It looks like they've been like mummified, you know, wrapped up and that.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's going to look like 12 feet tall. And it had now something here. It says, here the chest was 6 foot 6 inches. Length of arms 6 foot 6 inches. And there were 6 toes on the right foot. And 6 fingers and toes remind people of the Bible passage. Samuel Blaise Papadou. And there was the battle in Gath. Where was a man of great stature that had on every hand 6 fingers, on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number, and he was also born to the giant? Well, the find is a lot of these have been photoshopped. You can tell that, you know, some people moving the skull or the giant skeleton. At least you can just tell a lot of them are photoshopped. But some of them, you know.
Weren't you born with 6 toes on both of your feet?
No.
You were born with 6 toes on your hands?
Yes.
Okay.
No, see, I on my feet, 5. Well, I guess you could say 5 fingers and 1 thumb.
Okay. Wow. So you're half giant.
Yeah, that's why I'm only half the size of a giant.
Go on, I'm sorry.
I'm glad it was that way instead of, you know, lengthways. I would have been. One half of me 12 feet tall. The other half 6 foot tall. Getting my lean on.
Isn't there a guy that is like kind of like that, but he does sort of lean?
Quasimodo.
No, I think that he passed away. What was his name? Remember that movie, Big Fish?
No.
You never saw Big Fish?
Don't think so.
Oh.
What, he was like half, like taller on one half of his body than the other?
Well, he was just so tall, and I think he also was like leaning over to the side, too. Maybe you. I don't think you should watch Big Fish. If you haven't seen it already, I don't think you should ever watch Big Fish.
I don't think I've seen that.
Don't
Why?
Ever watch Big Fish. Just
Why
don't.
Not?
Just don't watch it. Just don't. Anyway, go on.
So yeah, I think it's a possibility with stories in the Bible of giants. And there's been a lot of bones that have been found, like giant femurs and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it also makes me think about the gravity, how the effect the gravity would have on such a tall being.
Right.
I would have thought they'd have to be a lot more muscular, because people, I mean, yeah, people are like 8 feet tall, 9, I think tallest bloke was 9 feet tall. And they all seem to have, a lot of them seem to have problems with their knees.
Right.
If somebody was 12 feet tall.
Yeah.
Either they'd have to have, you know, be extremely muscular and have the support around the joints or gravity. Well, I don't know. You can get into loads of different things there. More oxygen, less gravity.
Wow.
But, yeah, I think it's a possibility. There's interesting information out there. If you want to find out more, just, you know, Google it up.
If anybody has Netflix streaming, I think this movie is still in streaming. It's called Troll Hunter. You should definitely check that movie out. Now, it is, I believe it's, I think it's Norwegian. I think it's a Norwegian movie, so it does have subtitles, but it is really good. Troll Hunter. Bill won't watch it because he doesn't like to read his movies. But
yeah, I'm not really a big fan of subtitles. That's why I never got around to watching Pan's Labyrinth, because I can't be
bothered to read your movie. I know. But see, the thing is, you also cannot stand it when the mouths are off sync with the words.
Like, oh, I hate that.
So even like if it was, even if it was, you know, dubbed,
like
you wouldn't be able to watch. Yeah.
Martial arts movies. I hate when it's off sync. It just gets on my nerves so much.
So yeah, so it's so unless somebody just remakes the movie, you'll never watch it. You'll never see it.
Well, I watched Jurassic Park 3 with luminous green Japanese subtitles. Does that count?
Well, since you're not really reading the Japanese subtitles, no.
Okay.
Doesn't count at all. Sorry. Let's take another caller.
Hi.
We're going to talk to the caller at 907-907. This is Broken Earth. What would you like to share with us today?
Hi, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
I was just listening, and I heard something on another show a little bit ago about basically if you do all this imaging and, like, cut out pictures of stuff you like and paste it up, then eventually you'll get what you want. But that's not true. That don't work with people. So I was just kind of thinking about that, and then I had changed to listen to your show and found you guys a little more practical in some of the things you're saying.
Also, somebody was saying to build – oh, they were talking about building a vision board for people?
Well, they were talking about it for someone doing it in reference to a house and how that works in everything in life, but that wouldn't work with people. If it did, stalkers wouldn't be stalkers.
You're right, you're right.
And he flipped over to him and talking about giants and Neanderthal babies.
And she's like, that's realistic. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting because somebody had posted in the chat room and asked if I ever have done a vision board, and honestly, I may do it. I might make a vision board at some point. I have nothing wrong with them, but I don't have one. You know, I think
the only time it would really work is if you made a vision board of a vision board.
Oh my gosh, would you stop it?
All right, I'll be quiet.
But yeah, you know, it's, I think, you know, I have known people to do magic work and but they weren't trying to actually win a person, but trying to bring into their lives a particular type of person. But they always leave out sane and they always leave something really, really, really important out, and then they get, you know, what they get. But yeah, you're right. You're right. I think you're actually really funny by saying it the way you said it. What else has been on your mind?
I'm considering moving from the community I live in, and it would be a huge change because I'm on a little island, and I'd be moving back to the lower 48 to where they have roads and, you know, everything that goes on down there, which would be culture shock for my son. But part of it, there's this guy in town I was seeing for quite some time, and no closure, and everywhere I go, I run into him, and it's been making me really uncomfortable, more so than what it was. And I'm at that point, do I just go tell him to F off before I move and get it over with, or do I just not say anything? But it really bothers me because I think I need some sort of closure with him, and I don't think he's going to do that.
Well, you know what's his name? If you don't, I mean, I'm not trying to call him on the phone, but you know, what should I call him? What should I call your friend?
Connor.
Okay, Connor, if you sat back and actually, you know, talk with Connor about what happened, the problem is that Connor doesn't care what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to get your closure in some other way. And it is so frustrating when you deal with somebody who loves to be insulted. You know what I mean? If you were to tell him how he's made you feel, he'd be like, and? You know, or just something that would just make you feel just like, why am I breathing the air he's breathing? You know what I mean?
I would at this point actually be shocked if he even bothered to let me talk to him.
Okay. So, I mean, so you know where I'm coming from. You know where mm-hmm. I'm coming from. This is the deal. One of the things that you've learned is, and this is something that is, oh gosh, I feel like we're going negative, and I don't want to ever go negative with somebody because I don't want you to feel like crap. But I just really see that you've learned a lot about expectations and a lot about it. And the thing is, though, is that this is a lesson. What's really frustrating me for you, in a sense, is that everything that you were dealing with Connor, you already know the answers. Like, you already have learned these lessons. You've already been through this stuff, and he kind of took you back through, it's like he's taken you back through elementary school. You know what I mean? And so my question to you is, are you frustrated with Connor? Are you frustrated with yourself for even dealing with Connor?
I would have to say a little of both at this point.
Okay. I'm seeing a lot of stuff about you in regards to how you've had to kind of resharpen your intuition tool. You've had to redefine your discernment. You know, it's just kind of like you just sort of took a step backwards. You reached down from your throne to pick up this little guy and hope that you know that he's going to be better. I mean, I'm serious. I'm telling you this. There's going to come a point in his life when he's just not like this, but he just has to get there. And you can already see where he could be a better person. But it's just, you know, it's almost exhausting you to hear me even say these things. I kind of feel like you just, you know, the whole situation is very frustrating. I'm just going to put it out to you like that. But I'm going to tell you, if you do decide to move, now, are you up near Canada?
No.
Are you in Hawaii?
No, I'm in Alaska, but I'm not.
You're in Alaska,
Canada.
Okay. Okay. Because when you said lower 48, I was kind of thinking that maybe you were up. I can't even remember the name of the area, but you're further up. You're in Alaska. I want to ask you something, and I'm sorry to stray off the subject, but it's not off the subject. Do you find that people in Alaska are running away from something if they're you know, transient?
A lot of them, yeah.
Okay, because you know, that's kind of, I kind of feel like you've been
people
derailed.
People move here for all kinds of strange reasons.
Right, but most
including
of the time
myself.
They're moving to, but a lot of times people move to Alaska because they just want to get away from regular life, so to speak, and then, you know, they stay up there or they leave. And I know that what I've just said is a big duh, but, you know, most of the times people leave, but a few people do stay. But anyhow, it's time to come home. Basically, it's time to come home. You've had your vacation, and it's time to come home. And so I can actually see you making that change. What is this, January, February, March, April, May? June, July. You're going to do it in July. You're going to start the whole, your cycle off, your new cycle off, just brand new. Everything's just going to be new. And you're going to feel relief. You're actually going to be, I know you're probably not super concerned about meeting a new person right away, but you will. And it's just going to be different. It's going to be different. Just know that it's going to be different. So, but yeah, you'll be all right. I mean, I don't want you to feel like I'm just patting you on the head. You know, I'm going to tell you, I don't really get to talk to people like you very often, and I really feel like you're the kind of person that other people are going to be talking to. You're in Alaska, you're coming back, you know, your skills are sharpened, and you should be giving readings, seriously. And the situation that you went through with Connor is something that you needed to do because you're fixing to come back and you're going to know so much. And people are going to see you like just a spiritual behemoth, seriously. So that you had to have this for a different reason. Okay?
Okay.
Maybe that will be your closure. This is a situation that was seriously kind of like woman on trial, so to speak. But it was for the karma. It was for the experience. It's so that you can, you know, have had this and you know that, okay, all right, I get it, and now I'm going home, you know. So just think about what I've just said. Burn yourself some brown candles, because brown is what we use to kind of get rid of the confusion. And just try not to take this with you, because he is just, I mean, this relationship isn't for what you thought it was.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope that helps you a little bit.
Can I ask you just a quick question if you get anything from it? My son's going to be 14 in March. He's going to be going to high school in the fall. But he has his first little girlfriend, so I'm kind of afraid to tell him I'm thinking about moving, because I'm afraid he's not going to like that. He'll get over it, but I'm just concerned about that change.
Okay, now, the thing is, I'm going to are you thinking about going to either... Because, I mean, I see you going to, like, either the Pacific Northwest or the Atlantic, or like, New England.
Pacific
Which
Northwest.
Side are you going to? Okay.
Pacific Northwest.
So, okay, since you're going here, play that. We're just going here. We're not going to Florida. We're not going to, you know, San Diego. We're just going way up here. And just we'll be just... this far away, it'll be all right, and see how he plays with that.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, it's good to talk to you, and thanks for listening, and let us know how you're doing, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, dear.
Thank
you. Oh, wow, that's going to be so... It's going to be so nice for her to get away from there.
There's somebody asking in the chat room. Mm-hmm. They say, I keep reading about people asking other people to like their Facebook. I am new to Facebook. Can someone tell me why they want people to do that?
Because it's awesome.
Well, you need to see, it's where people, you know, have their pages. Like, we've got a Broken Earth page on Facebook where it just shows, you know, user information, or it can show you the feed and you can follow the show there. So if you just search for something like Broken Earth and the search thing, it'll just come off the page. You can click like.
And it shows that you support them. Yeah, it shows that you support them. So some people you can't add. You can only like their page, which adds them. Yeah, right. And that's what the patient is saying. Yeah, and so like liking our Facebook page means that you would get any notifications from us about the show, or just any inspirational things that we may post, or just whatever. But it also just supports us, and it's a way of being a cheerleader for what we do. So that's what liking it is.
Liking the pages.
Licking the pages.
Of the Book of Life.
What else have you been reading over there? I see you.
Well, I haven't gotten here enough yet. There's not enough. Oh, no. Now you've put me on the spot. Now, there's Metal's Hole, but I don't want to go into that.
Yeah. Well, what about that thing? Is that what you were just talking about? Oh, you just said it. I've been waiting for you to talk about Metal's Hole.
Yeah, well, when you bring... Well, the thing is, I've not had a chance to... I don't want to train... cram it in or anything at the end of the show, you know?
But you don't want to cram in Mel's Hole?
No. Not right now.
You really want to just really get deep and to Mel's Hole? could go on forever. It could just go on forever.
Yeah, well, I'll talk about it next show. I said that last week, but, you know, I mean, I don't want to try and push it and, you know what I mean?
Cause I know you don't.
Because the show out and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So Mills Hall is very...
close to film next year.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a little break. We have about 19 minutes left, and I think we should be able to take one more caller, and we'll probably take the caller at 631, but we're going to take a little break because I need to stop talking. And I hope they fix the way that we hear things because it sounds like poop. But anyway, this is Broken Earth, and we'll be right back.
Oh,
831. This is Nunu and Bill at Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Oh, hi. Yes, thank you for taking my phone call. I had two questions. My first is, when do you see a companion boyfriend that could lead to a husband one day coming into my life? Hello?
I'm here. What's your name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. You've been single for a while, haven't you?
Yes, I have, but I'm optimistic I'm going to meet somebody.
Yeah. Hold on just a moment. I need to do something just a little bit different.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I can.